We start with some sad news that retired UNC fencing coach Ron Miller has died. Miller has been led the team starting in the 1967-68 season when it wasn't even a Division I program. By the time he retired, he'd won ACC Coach of the Year and National Coach of the Year twice. Women's fencing team won the ACC championship back in 2018. He was 78 years old. You can find more details on the passing of fencing coach Ron Miller in the news article on chapelboro.com. Meanwhile, the 2023 election season is about to start heating up here in Orange County. There are races in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro, as well as the Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board. And that means many local politicians have decisions to make, and one Chapel Hill town council member has decided not to run for re-election. Susan Romaine has decided that she will not seek re-election to the town council. She has served one term, and we'll hear more from Susan Romaine later in the week, I do believe. Keeping our eye on that upcoming election, one of the biggest open seats will be for the mayor of Carrboro, with Damon Siles stepping down at the end of his term. We already have one declared candidate, town council member Barbara Fushi. Fushi discussed her decision to run with 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck last week.
I feel like I bring a wealth of community engagement, and I certainly think I bring a lot, or could bring a lot, if I'm elected as mayor. You know, my almost 6 years of elected service, my leadership, of course, it would be different. Different leadership style, different voice, different lived experience, different moral compass. You know, it's not so much about changing things, but for me, it's about adding more flavor to the pot, because I think Carrboro is in a good place. You know, we got good irons in the fire around different issues. So it would just be just a continuation and adding a little bit of spice here and there.
What is that spice? Like, what is your top priority, or what are your top priorities for the next couple of years?
And I think about my top priorities. You know, I think everything is a priority in town to somebody. But certainly for me, you know, housing affordability is at the top of that list. Transit continues to be at the top. Environmental impacts, especially as it relates to new development. Our race equity initiatives and our tools, those are really key. Implementation of our comprehensive plan, especially the lower hanging fruit that we can do in like 12 to 18 months. You know, and certainly there's a whole lot more.
Barbara Fushi speaking there. You can get that full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelboro.com. Some crime news now. The Hillsboro Police Department is searching for a suspect in a shooting that injured a teenager. Happened during a block party on Saturday night in the town. It was just before midnight on Saturday. Hillsboro police said its officers responded to a shooting report in the 500 block of Riddle Avenue. That's just north of US 70, and it's also near a police substation. Upon arrival, officers found a large block party of about 200 people and discovered a 17-year-old victim who'd been shot in the back. The victim, who police said is a Mebane resident, was transported to a nearby hospital and is expected to recover from their injuries. Police issued warrants for the arrest of 18-year-old Cedric Lamon Watson Jr. on Sunday. The Mebane resident is sought on an assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury charge, as well as discharging a firearm in town limits, and also additional pending charges. You can see a picture of Watson and get more information at chapelboro.com. News from Chatham County Sheriff's Office from over the weekend is they reported one of their inmates died early Sunday morning. It was a teenager who'd been in the county's detention center for just more than a month. A release from the sheriff's office said 19-year-old Jamarian Rayshawn Sellers was found unresponsive by his roommate shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Pittsboro facility. Sheriff's office said guards observed Sellers as sleeping in his cell during an earlier routine check. Since no cause of death was immediately apparent, Chatham County Sheriff's Office said it's investigating the matter and requested the State Bureau of Investigations assistance and for the state medical examiner to conduct an autopsy. We'll keep you updated if any more details emerge on this story. Some lighter news from the weekend now. We start with the sighting of a black bear. It happened near MLK on the north end of town. Multiple sightings of a black bear near Homestead Park overnight Friday and Saturday. Chapel Hill police officers reported sightings at the intersection of MLK and Blossom Lane, another sighting along Dixie Lane, and then one Chapel Hill resident shared a video he says came from his front door camera This was at the Rigsby Mobile Home Park, just north of the areas where the sightings were. You can actually watch that video on chapelboro.com. Black bears are native to the state, but you don't usually find them in the Piedmont region. And police do urge folks, if you do come close to a bear, to remain calm and slowly back away. Do not approach or feed a bear under any circumstances. Also from this weekend, on Saturday, Chapel Hill celebrated its second annual Pride Promenade, and 97.9 The Hill's Sierra Pfeiffer was there.
A lively and colorful crowd gathered at the Peace and Justice Plaza on Saturday for the second annual Chapel Hill Pride Promenade. Rainbow flags waved high, and vibrant outfits filled the street as members and allies of the LGBTQ+ community gathered to march down Franklin Street. Despite the heat, attendees danced as a Triangle Pride band filled downtown Chapel Hill with the sound of jazz music. Performers circulated as rainbow fans and stickers were handed out to the growing group. The crowd was made up of individuals of all ages and backgrounds. Elliot Peterson, a chorus teacher in Chatham County, was invited to come by his students. Peterson remarked how important gatherings like the Pride Promenade are for the queer community.
I think especially events like this, looking around and seeing like all of the youth that are able to be here and see all of like these queer mentors that can be present to them in their lives, I think that's a really special thing that as a community we can all come together to support each other in.
He also spoke about what it's like to be an educator in North Carolina.
So one of the things that's has been happening is like bills for teachers that have to like out students to their parents, which breaks my heart in so many ways as a queer person and as an educator to see that happening in our public schools.
Peterson is referring to Senate Bill 49, which was passed by the NC Senate in February and requires teachers to out trans students to parents. The bill would also prohibit sexuality and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through fourth grade classrooms if it makes it through all of the levels of North Carolina legislature. Caroline Center moved to the Chapel Hill area 6 months ago, and she said she came to Pride this year to celebrate her transgender kid. To her, bills like Senate Bill 49 are all about control.
They're coming for freedom, and it's everybody's freedom. It's not just ours, so everybody needs to join in the fight to stand up against this. Let's vote and make sure that we can reverse these laws in the next few years.
Ralph Martin and Haley Williams have also recently moved to the area, and this was their first Pride event. Martin and Williams both are from more conservative towns in rural Alaska, and they said seeing people show up on Saturday meant a lot.
I think little things like these, or like events like these, really help like show ourselves out and see that, hey, we're here, and like you can't get rid of us. We've been here since the beginning of time, so it's not gonna change.
I think to add on to that is the fact that like this is our history, and not quieting down the voices that literally have made change and impact. You can't keep us quiet. Love is love. I feel like we all deserve the right to be able to express ourselves as well. And so being able to come out and do these types of things just lets people know that you can't keep us silent.
This sentiment of persistence was echoed in a speech by Chapel Hill's openly gay Mayor Pro Tem, Karen Stegman. She said, while Pride is a celebration of identity, it's also a way to take a stand.
Pride is also a protest of the hate, the discrimination, the marginalization that we continue to face, especially our trans community, most especially people of color and youth. We must stand together and be more visible than ever.
For many, the Pride Promenade was just a start to plans to celebrate their queer identities this month. Peterson said he believes, though, that every day can be a celebration.
We are going to, I think, another Pride event next weekend. And just, I feel like living our gay authentic lives in support is a Pride event that happens every day of the year.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Sierra. You can find a print version of that story by visiting chapelboro.com. Some other news that we just learned earlier today, East Chapel Hill High School student Pristine Onuoha has just got to watch a SpaceX launch from the Kennedy Space Center this morning live in person. She got to go because she has a science experiment on that craft that will be going to the International Space Station. It is an experiment she devised to study the effects of living in space on DNA. And congratulations to her for getting to go down there and get some of her science up on the International Space Station. Time now to talk sports, and we'll begin our sports conversation with the conclusion of the Diamond Heels season. They had a great run of it and got to play an extra game after dispatching Wright State 5-0 over the weekend. But then yesterday, they were going up against Iowa. They needed to win to advance, and they ended up losing in a grueling 13-inning matchup, final score 6-5. And things were looking grim late in that game. A late rally by the Diamond Heels, including a two-run double from Dylan King and a game-tying home run from Mac Horvath in the ninth. But it wasn't quite enough. UNC finished the season 36-24. This is the second straight year they've lost in the NCAA regionals. Also learned in tennis that women's tennis star Fiona Crawley has been named a finalist for the Honda Sport Award in tennis. Congratulations to her. In the pro ranks, the Durham Bulls had a fantastic week last week. They went 6-1 against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. That one loss did come yesterday, 3-1. They get a day off, then they're going to head up to Memphis for a six-game set this week. And we've got high school graduation coming up this weekend, as this is the last week of school for most of our local school districts. Chapel Hill community will see 7 ceremonies happen in the span of 2 days this weekend as students from CHCCS and Orange County schools will cap off their high school experiences. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has the details on what to expect for those ceremonies.
The last day of school for both of the Orange County school districts is on Friday. That's also when the high school graduation ceremonies will begin. Orange County's alternative high school, the Partnership Academy, will host its graduation Friday at 10 a.m. at Cedar Ridge High School. Later in the day, Cedar Ridge seniors will line up to collect their diplomas at the Dean Smith Center in Chapel Hill, with the ceremony starting at 4:30. A few hours after that, it will be Orange High School seniors' turn, as that school's ceremony is set for 7:30 in the Smith Center. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will also have a celebration on Friday night. The alternative Phoenix Academy High School and the district's virtual learning academy will hold a joint ceremony at 6 p.m. at East Chapel Hill High School. On Saturday, CHCCS will overtake the Dean Smith Center for a trio of events. Carborough High School will take the stage at 9 a.m., followed by East Chapel Hill High at 12:30, and closing with Chapel Hill High's ceremony at 4. Chief Communications Officer for the district, Andy Jinks, says schools are suggesting both parents and students make plans for getting to the arena. With hundreds of families both arriving and leaving as the day goes on, he says being prepared for crowds may help prevent anyone from missing parts of the show.
Plan ahead, be there early, and make sure that graduation day is not rushed, that you have enough time to savor the moment and celebrate. When in doubt, give yourself 10 or 15 additional minutes to be sure that you not only arrive on campus, but just in case it becomes a little bit challenging or a little slow to find a parking spot and then walk to the Smith Center, that you've got that extra time built in.
While there will be plenty of people in person for the ceremonies, both Orange County Schools and CHCCS understand not everyone will be able to make it. Jenks says his district will be prepared to help.
We'll be live streaming all of our ceremonies, starting with Phoenix Academy on Friday night, all the way through Chapel Hill High School on Saturday evening. And it's not just a place where you can go and watch live. We'll be recording the ceremonies and posting the video recording there, so families and graduates who want to do so can relive those moments immediately after, or hey, even years from now, we're going to still keep that footage up online.
Orange County Schools will similarly be live streaming its pair of ceremonies in the Dean Smith Center. And for the families who are coming this weekend, Jenks says there's no other expectations beyond being respectful and supportive for the class of 2023.
Cheer, show up, be enthusiastic for your graduates as well as all of their friends and classmates. And if our rehearsals go correctly and if our information is properly communicated, which we know it will be, then our families get to focus on the graduates and enjoy that time for the momentous occasion that it is in a young person's life.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Thank you, Brighton. And you can find all those details in a news article on chapelboro.com.